The Italian Wine Podcast is the community-driven platform for Italian wine geeks around the world. Support the show by donating at italianwinepodcast.com. Donate 5 or more euros and we'll send you a copy of our latest book, My Italian Grape Geek Journal, absolutely free. To get your free copy of My Italian Grape Geek Journal, click support us at italianwinepodcast.com or wherever you get your pods. Grazie mille.
For all the super wine geeks out there, we have a special new series dedicated to you. We are reading excerpts from our new edition of Italian Wine Unplugged 2.0. Wine lovers, tune in for your weekly fix only on Italian Wine Podcast. If you want to own a copy of this new must-read Italian wine textbook, just go to amazon.com or visit us at mamajumboshrimp.com.
Negro Amaro. Description. Negro Amaro, correctly noted as two separate words rather than Negro Amaro, is found in Italy's south, predominantly Apulia, but also in Campania and Basilicata. It is sometimes incorrectly called Lacrima, tear, due to its oblong berry shape, and also, for that reason, Uva Olivella. It is thought to be a grape of Greek origin that was brought to Apulia in the 8th century. Negro Amaro Precoce, also known as Negro Amaro Cannellino, is registered as a separate grape in the National Registry, though it is likely an earlier ripening biotype, as they share genetic identity. It is most widely planted grape in the Pugliese provinces of Brindisi and Lecce, in which it is also the dominant grape in most DOCs for both red and rosato wines. In the vineyard, thrives in dry, clay calcareous soils, found in warm climates, an attribute that has led to its plantings outside of Italy, including in Australia and California. Reliable and productive producer, it ripens late and prefers a long growing season, known for having dark, almost black berries. In the glass, tends not to be a dark, opaque color with medium intensity. On the nose, it has aromas of black cherry, plum, and tobacco, and is not considered to be highly aromatic. It has moderate to high acidity, and its tannins can be coarse and russet. If not carefully managed, alcohol level can become overpowering. Specific styles. One of its most common blending partners is Malvasia Nera, which adds perfume as well as softened tannic structure, as well softens the tannic structure of Negro Amaro in both the red and rosato wines. As a rosato, it is known for a deeper cherry hue and a fruit-forward style, perhaps not as fashionable as the pale Provençal style, but worthy of its own accolades. At the table, as a fuller-bodied wine, it pairs well with grilled meats and aged cheeses. Associated regions and DOPs. Apulia, Salice Salentino DOC, Copertino DOC, Lizzano DOC, Squinzano DOC, Levrano DOC. Benchmark producers. Agricola Cosimo Taurino, Agricole Vallone, Rosa di Golfo, Leone de Castris. Nerello Cappuccio. Description. Grown mainly in Sicily, but also in Calabria, its synonym is Nerello Mantellato or Mantidatu Niur in local dialect. Although some believe the latter to be a separate variety, it has never been proven. Commonly confused with other grapes in the vineyard, including Sangiovese, Ciliegiolo, and most frequently Carignano. In the vineyard, it experiences early bud break and flowering, making it more susceptible to spring weather-related issues, damp or cold. It is vigorous and productive, ripening earlier than Nerello Mascalese, and is generally reliable. In the glass, higher levels of Malvin anthocyanins result in a deeper color in the glass. Though not considered highly aromatic, typical aromas are dark cherries, licorice, and vanilla. Tannins are medium and russet, with medium acidity and alcohol. Specific styles. Not typically made as a monovarietal wine, though there are a few good examples. It is also said to age poorly due to diminished tannins. Again, there are few notable exceptions. As a blending partner, Tunerello Mascalese, it softens the structure and adds depth in color. At the table, pairs well with tomato-based sauces, as well as real meats and the Sicilian squid ink pasta. Associated regions and DOPs. Sicily, Etna DOC, Faro DOC, Sicilia DOC, Calabria, Lamezia DOC, Savuto DOC, Scavigna DOC. Benchmark producers: Benanti, Calabretta, Fessina. Nerello Mascalese. Description: grown mainly in Sicily. Until recently, little attention was given to this grape nor region. However, since 2000, investment and development in Etna DOC has brought it back into the limelight. In the local dialect, the grape is known as Niereddu. Mascalese is a reference to the Mascali Plains near Catania. Its parentage was found to be a spontaneous crossing of Sangiovese and Mantonico Bianco. While it is possibly a close relation to Carricante, there are many clones and biotypes. In the vineyard, many biotypes and clones make it difficult to generalize, but overall it is a vigorous variety. Its production, while considered generous, can vary in quality and is vintage-dependent. Sensitive to both botrytis and oidium, as a late-ripening variety, one significant challenge is reaching phenolic tannin ripeness. For this reason, deleafing is important. Yields must be kept in check in order to produce a high-quality wine. In the glass, a great translator of terroir, its performance on Etna has often been compared to Burgundy in that it vividly showcases its vineyard, vine age, and vintage in the glass. Anthocyanin's content is dominated by peonin and cyanin, and the wine is typically a pale medium intensity ruby red. Complex notes of tart red cherry, rosemary, cedar, tobacco, and mineral character. Tannins can be green unripe, so maceration requires special attention. Specific styles. Dry, still wine, that is typically the dominant grape blended with Nerello Cappuccio, up to 20%. Cappuccio softens the structure and adds color. Associated regions and DOPs. Sicily, Etna Rosso DOC, Faro DOC, Calabria, Lamezia DOC. Benchmark producers: Benanti, Tenuta delle Terre Nere, Passo Pisciaro, Girolamo Russo, Salvo Foti.
Listen to the Italian Wine Podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We're on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Himalaya FM, and more. Don't forget to subscribe and rate the show. If you enjoy listening, please consider donating through ItalianWinePodcast.com. Any amount helps cover equipment, production, and publication costs. Until next time, cin cin.